Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Pei Tes, mitzvah 289. After our Yontif break, our Yontif recess, we're back by the Shem, trying to get back to a regular schedule with the mitzvah shir, and today we get back to Reish Pei Tes, which is the middle of our discussion of the mitzvahs related to Ba'alei Mum. If you remember, we already discussed, there was an Issur D'oraisa of being makdish an animal that is a Ba'al Mum. There's an Issur D'oraisa of putting a Mum onto an animal, the Issur of Nitein Mum B'Kachin, that was Reish Pei Zayin. There's a Mitzvah Aseh of being Makrav Etamim, but then there is a Losa Aseh, three specific Losa Aseh of doing various Avodos to a Baal Mum. Number one was the Isser of Zerikas Hadam, that was Reish Pei Ches. You can't be Zorik the Dam of a Baal Mum. You can't Shecht a Baal Mum. That's today's Mitzvah. And then the next Mitzvah is going to be, you're not allowed to be Makter the Emurin, burn the fats of a Baal Mum. Those three Mitzvahs form a unit. So today, that's what we're in. Shalom Nishchar Ba'alei Mum L'Shem Karban. What pasuk do we learn this out from? So it's the same exact pasuk as we learned the previous mitzvah from. Same pasuk, doesn't say either Shechita or Zrika explicitly. All it says is, in Chav Beis, in Parshas Emor, Averzo Shavur, Charotza Yabeles, Ogarva Yalefes, all these types of movement, Lo Sakrivu Eila Lashem. Do not be makriv these to Hashem. Ve'isha Lo Sinu Mehem Al Mizbeach Lashem. And a fire don't put on them Al Mizbeach. So that will get to Be'ez Hashem the next mitzvah. But lo sakrivu elo, don't be makriv. What does makriv mean? So Rashi says, according to the Gemara in Masechas Temura, this is, says lo sakrivu three times, to be mazir on the hekdesh, hakdasha son of a Baal Mum, shchita son of a Baal Mum, and zrikas hadam of a Baal Mum. So now we get to the third of those three that Rashi mentioned, the isra of shchita of a Baal Mum. If you think about it, there are many mitzvos that have shchita as part of its definition of the mitzvah. Of course, we have the mitzvah of Shechita, which we didn't get to yet. That's later on in the Torah. That is the mitzvah Tuf Nun Aleph. That is later on in Parshas Re'eh, where the Chinuch follows the Shita of the Rambam. This is a major machlokas we're showing him. But the Chinuch follows the Rambam that there is a mitzvah of Shechita. There is no chiyuv to eat meat most of the time, but if one wants to eat meat, then one has a chiyuv to shech. That's what the Chinuch says in Tuf Nun Aleph. L'shchot behema chaya va'of karoi, shekol mi sheyirtza le'achol besar behema chaya o'of, sheyishchot osam tchila karoi. Whoever wants to eat meat has to shech. V'lo yiyah lo heter ela bezvicha. And that's the pasuk. V'zavachtu mi begarchu mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha. And we learn there from kasher tzivisicha that Har Sinai is where Moshe Rabbeinu found out all the halachas of Shechita, the five psulei Shechita mentioned in Maseches Chulin. So that is a separate mitzvah aseh. The Ravid is upset about this. Other Rishonim, why you count these Shechita? Shechita is just a matir. It's not a mitzvah. But the Chinuch follows the Shechita of the Rambam that counts it as a separate mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. That's the first Rambam in Hilchah Shechita, where the Rambam says, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, in Shechita, mitzvah aseh sheyishchot, Misha Yirtza Lecho Basar Chai Behema Chai Va'of V'yachach Yochal. He even says Of here, interestingly. Shterav Ezevachtami B'karachu Mizoncha. Right, and that's what the Chazon Mishnah says. Kasa Misha Yirtza Lomar She'ina Mitzvah She'chayiv Ha'adam La'asosa Al Kalpanim K'mo Tfilin V'tzitzes Shofar Sukkah V'lulav. He puts tzitzes on that list. Also interesting. It's not a mitzvah chiyuv. It's a mitzvah kiyumis that whenever you want to do this, so then this is what you should do. So we have the mitzvah Taf Nun Aleph, the mitzvah of Shechita. But there are other mitzvahs that have to do with Shechita. For example, mitzvah Peites. We just finished Chag HaPesach. Mitzvah Peites, the Chinuch says, there's an Issur D'oraisa to shech the Karban Pesach when I still have chametz in my house. Shelo Nishchat Seh HaPesach Barba Asar Ben Yisan Ba'ot Shehei Chametz Birshu Seinu Ad Shenot Seinu. We have to first get it out. Vizman Biur Al Chatzi Hayom. We have to get it out by that time, to get out the chametz beforehand, and only then, after chatzos, do we shech the Karban Pesach. So we have mitzvah peites, the isser of shechting the Karban Pesach, when I have chametz in my house. We have the mitzvah kuf pei vav, the isser of shchutei chutz, the isser of shechting a karban outside the azara. Shol lizboach kachem chutz la'azara, v'zeh yikari shochei bachutz. And that's what we have the psukim in Parshas Achremos, very graphic psukim, that is kiilu shofech damim, but that's another mitzvah having to do with shechita. Another one, Reish Sadek Dalin, which Beis Hashem will get to soon. The Isser of Osova as Beno. The Isser to shech the mother and a daughter on the same day. Shelo Nishcha Behema Ubanam Biyom Echad. Bein Bekadshim Bein Bechulim. This is not a Kardshim context. This is even Chulin animals. Shenema Osova as Beno Lo Sishchatu Biyom Echad. And this is the Chinuch talks about the reasons there. It has to do with Hashkacha. Beis Hashem will get to that in a week or so when we get to the Isser of Osova as Beno. That's Reish Sadek Dalin. So again, there are many mitzvahs that have to do with Shechita. Today is one of them, the Isser of shechting a Baal Mum al gabe hamizbech. And we talk about shechita, once we're talking about one of the mitzvahs of shechita, so we can talk about shechita in general. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovetz Ha'aretz, in Siman Ayin Vav, uses shechita as an example of a certain type of halachic process. The Rabbi Chanan there says there are two types of actions that are done by people. There are two types of actions in halacha. Number one, says Rabbi Chanan, where I do a physical act, and that physical act directly achieves a result, achieves a chalos. That's one type of action. Another type of action is where I do a physical act. That physical act in no way directly does anything. But that physical act creates a certain reality. And once that reality is created, then memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or halacha, says something is true. But it's not that I brought about that possibility. Says Rabbi Chanan, I'll read it. Yeshem Bezofanim. Hecha de chalos hadin naase mikoach ha'adam. The chalos is directly from the koach of the person. Kemo kol b'chol ha'kinyonim u'bekidushin v'gerushin sheha'adam hu apol as chalos hadin. Kiddushin, a kinyon. I pull something, I do the physical act, and I cause the item to become mine. I put a ring on a woman's finger, and I cause her to be married to me. A person divorces a woman. Any of these, they're direct. I do the physical act, and memela, I cause the resulting chalos. Number two is hecha shaha maisa ba'atzma, below kalacha adam po'elas as chalos adin, where the act itself, without koach ha'adam, creates the chalos. What does that mean? Once the act is done, and that creates a certain reality, so then memela, there's a certain chalos achieved. But not because I did it. Kimo shechita demateres. Like the maisa shechita. Of course, you have to do the physical act of shechita. After be'inan koach gavra, I need to do the physical act. Let me call makom ha'adam eino hamatir. It's not that I am being matir when I shecht. Ela hashechita atzma matares and nasas kehilchasa. No, it's the shechita itself. Once I create the reality of shechut, so then memela, the animal is shechted and is mutter. I have to do the physical act. That's true. After the physical act, if the animal happens to fall on a knife and shechts itself, that's not going to create the heter of shechita. You need koach gavra. But that is a second type of halachic action. And Rabbi Chanan brings five or six nafkaminas between these two types of actions. But again, the one that he brings, the example that he brings in category two is shechita, where you create the reality, but you do not directly affect the chalos. For example, nafkamina number one, could you create a tznai? What if I shecht and I say, I shecht and I only want the heter shechita to kick in 2 weeks from now? Right? I only want the heter shechita to kick in if it rains. You can't do that because I'm not in control of the chalos shechita, the chalos heter shechita. I do the physical act and memela, it is shachut and the heter shechita kicks in. Mashenkin in the first category, in kinyanim, in kiddushin, in gerushin, where the person is himself in control of the result, so then he can make it tonight. Number one. Number two, can you do something? Can you do any of these actions? Not completely. Could you be makadesh? Or could you be megarish? Chutz miploni, leaving out. What's called shiur bikinyano. Or can you retract? Another nafkamina. Chazara la'achar maisa. Could you retract? Generally, the b'chol kinyanim shaya chazar. Generally, you could be chozerbo from any kinyan, were it not for the principle of asi dibur, lo asi dibur mevatel maisa. But fundamentally, you would be able to retract. Masha'enkin, by shechita, in the second category, once I create the reality, you can't retract. Even tok de dibur, oh, I didn't mean to do that. No, once you did it, you did it. You can't retract. Can you delay the chalos? Can you say it should only be chal la'acher shloshim? Also another nafkamina. Can you do something to somebody else's property, relating to the principle of Ein Adam Osa Davashin Shalo? In the first case where I am in control, Kiddushin, Gerushin, so then it won't have an effect on somebody else, because somebody else is in charge and not me. Mashenkin by Shechita, if I go and shecht somebody else's animal without his permission, I'm a Ganav, maybe I'm a Mazik, but still the Shechita would kick in. Last one, do you apply the principle of Eavid Mahani, Eavid Lo Mahani? You might not apply that principle where it is just a physical reality that is created. For example, the Mishnah in the first parak of Chulin, where somebody shechts on Shabbos, b'mezid. Shall we say, Iyavalo Mahani, and therefore the Shechita should not be good? No, the Shechita is good. So he did it on Shabbos. But still, the Shechita is good because you're not in control of that Chalos. But anyway, Shechita is the example of category 2 type of halacha. And that is what Rabbi Chana discusses here in Siman Ayin Vav in Kovetz Ha'aris. Okay, and that today is another one of those mitzvahs of Shechita. I think I mentioned the 5 altogether. This is the 5th one. Maybe there are others. I just skimmed around. I found 5 mitzvahs that are related to Shechita. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo nishchad ba'al imum l'shem karban. It's also to shecht a ba'al mum l'shem karban. A bum for a carbon. We'll get back to that lashon by the Hashem in the Rambam. Shneimar lo sakrivu elo Hashem. Don't be makriv these to Hashem. The lashon sifra. The Medrash says lo sakrivu mishum bal tishchat. Right, lo sakrivu means bal tishchat. Lo sakrivu also meant in the previous mitzvah meant don't be zorek. But this is the iser. There is again a large discussion in the Mefarshim relating to the relationship between the 4 avodos of a behema. Here, as I mentioned, we have a couple of them. We have Zerikas Adam as a separate Isser. We have Shechita. Interesting that it's in the opposite order, even though it's learned that from the same Pasuk. In the Chinuch, he counts it in the opposite order. First Zerika, then Shechita. And then, of course, we have the other 2 Avodos, Kabbalah and Halacha, which don't have a separate Isser of Kabbalah's Hadam, Ibal Mum, or Halacha. So one might ask, why is that? Why don't those 2 have? If these 2 have, we know the 4 in order, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zerika, shechting the animal, catching the blood, walking with it, and Zerika. So why only 2 out of the 4? So one might say, because these are the 2 major ones, various Gemaras in Maseches Zvachim and elsewhere give ideas how we look at these 4. Are these 4 a unit? They're all equal. At least 2 of them are called Lav Avodahi by various Gemaras. The Mar Shechita Lav Avodahi. We had a whole Daf Be'in Shir on that. Shechita Lav Avodah. Shechita is not an Avodah. Why is Shechita not an Avodah? Is it because a Zar could do it? Is it because Shechita can be done not in the Tzafon? Right, a Kohen can be standing in the Mizrach as long as the animal is in the Tzafon, right, for Kachin Kachin. There are different reasons why Shechita Lav Avodahi. But the Gemara also says Halacha Lav Avodah. The end of the first parak in Zvachim. Halacha, why? Because one could get, but here Lav Avodah means in a different way. Halacha Lav Avodah means because you could get away without it. You could do the Shechita right next to the Mizbeach, catch the blood, and then sprinkle, turn around and sprinkle it without doing Halacha. You can't get away without Shechita, but that's another kind. So Halacha and Shechita are somewhat inferior in a sense. But on the other hand, one might say, Kabbalah is inferior. Because what's Kabbalah? You just catch the blood that Shechita created. But on the other hand, if it goes straight to the floor and I don't catch it, then it's possible. So Kabbalah is significant. And Zerika, of course, is the Mechaper. So how do I look at all these 4? Every time any of them come up, you have to ask, what about the other Avodos? Here, this goes on the list, because here 2 out of the 4 are counted. The next one, by the way, in Reish Tzadik is Haktaras Emurin, which generally is not Ma'akev, Haktaras Emurin, and here we have it as a separate mitzvah that Baruch Hashem will have to get up to. Just one formulation, just pick one Achron, one formulation, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Grachal HaShas is quoted Simul Lamed Beis. In the Grachal HaShas, he assumes that the first 3 avodos are what he calls Hechsher de Karban. It's creating the Karban, while the Zrika is what is really related to the Bailam. He says, Avol shara avoda shel karban, kigon shechita kabbalah holacha, einam rak hechsher de karban, ve'einan ela rak dinin beguf hachetzah shel karban, avol achoves habaylam eino shayach rak zrika. But the real connection to the owner, what's working for the owner, that's the zrikas adam, that's what achieves kapar. He says, how do you know this? He says, beautiful, he says, the gemara psachim daf peites, quotes a pasuk to teach me that a person has to be part of the chabura. We know Korban Pesach, different than all other Korbanos, you have to be appointed to a group before you actually do the Avodah. So the Pasuk teaches me that you have to be appointed before Shechita. Without a Pasuk, the Gemara seems to say, I would have thought that even after Shechita, you don't have to be appointed yet as long as you're appointed before Zrika. So ask Reb Chaim, one second, if Shechita and Kabbal and all those Avodas are really part of the Avodas HaKorban relating to the owner, then what's the Havamina? That I could say that even though I wasn't connected to this animal during Shechita and Kabbalah, as long as I'm just connected B'shas Zerika, that's good enough? Why would I have thought that? Kamash Malon Nath, the Pasuk comes and tells me, no, you need, by Pekar Pesach, you have to be connected even before Shechita. He says, Mochrach Mizeh, you see from here, to Leitzias Abayla Midei Chovaso, Eitzorach Rak Zerikaso. Zerika is the avoda that's directly connected. V'shari avodos, Inarach Hakshir at the carbon. The other avodos are only Hechshir carbon, creating the carbon. But the chiddush of Korban Pesach is that even to create the carbon, the bialim have to be connected. That's the chiddush of Korban Pesach. But in general, by other karbanos, the zrika is the ikar avoda relating to bringing kaparas. That is an important formulation of Rabbi Chaim. He has the three versus zrika. You might, in the shechita lav avoda sugyas, you have shechita versus the other three. When you talk about halacha lav avoda, that halacha is inferior, you have halacha versus the other three. Right, so this is all very lumdish discussions relating to the dalet avodos of a carbon. Okay, getting back to our mitzvah, the isser of shechting a bal mum, as we have one of the avodos. The Minchas Chinuch notes in Os Aleph, a language of the Rambam, and a kesef Mishnah and Mishnah Lamelech, and he has problems with both points that a Mishnah Lamelech makes. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, this mitzvah, this isra of shechitas balmum, he quotes the exact lashon that the chiddush got from him. Hashochit balmum l'shem karbon loke. If you shechit balmum l'shem karbon, what does that mean? What's this isra d'oraisa? If you shechit balmum l'shem karbon, what other kavanas would you have? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Dikta Krabino Lukhtov Lashem Karban. Why? Because the Gemara says, Mishnah Darina Begemara, Shemani Afkachi Bedekabayas, Tamalora, Pesach Almoy Loheviyo, Shein Roy Lepesach Almoy in Chayavan Allah Mishim Shute Chutz, Klomar, Vuadim Lashoki Balmum, Shein Ochay Mishim Balmum. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Gemara says, Bedek Habayis is not chayav for Shchut Echutz. If I take an animal that has Kedushas Bedek Habayis and I shecht it outside, I'm not chayav for Shchut Echutz. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it must be that the Rambam also gets from there that if I shecht a Bedek Habayis animal that's Balmum, that also does not get Malkus. And that's what the Rambam means. L'shem Karban, it means only something that has Kedushas Haguf. The Mishnah Lamelech is very bothered by this, and first of all, it doesn't say Bedek, it doesn't say guf. It says l'shem karbon. It sounds like that's the kavana. Number two, how could you compare shchut echutz and balmum? Who says they're similar? Number three, if you shecht other karbanos, l'shem other, if you have other machshavas, the karbon is kosher. So why should you say if it's not l'shem karbon, you get malchus. Even if you shecht it for a different animal, a different karbon, shalol l'shma, first mishnah zvachim, it's still a kosher animal. So why shouldn't you be chay mishum balmum? That's the Mishnah Lamelech's problem. I don't understand it. I agree with his din that if you shech bedek habayis mishum balmum, it's not chayiv. But don't say it's based on that limud from shchut echutz. But the Mishnah Lamelech himself says, I think the Rambam is telling me something else. It's not to be in my country bedek habayis. Kim l'may shochi kachim is bedek shalol l'shem karbon. I think it's excluding shame. The l'shem any other carbon. Hagat macha im shachad echad mikachim isbech shol l'shem carbon. Elo l'tachlis acher ina over b'lav to lo tishchad balmum l'fi she'ein lav zeki im b'shochi l'shem carbon. Dumya dezoreku maktir aval shochi shol l'shem carbon ina over b'lav. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Maggid, and the Mishnah Melech both try to figure out what does the Rambam slash Chinuch mean by the two words l'shem carbon. The Minchas Chinuch has problems with both points of the Mishnah Melech. Number one, he says, why would it? He says, in Os Aleph, he says, Eni Yodim, over Balav Azim, Doche, Oso, Bumum. He says, I didn't read you the key line of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech gives an example where even though you wouldn't be chayav for Shchut Echutz, you'd be chayav for Balmum. He says, Seir HaMishtaleach. There's no Shchut Echutz by Seir HaMishtaleach, because it's not Roy Bifnim, but you're chayav Mishum Balmum. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's Raya. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know if that's such a raya, because I've already said over the past couple of mitzvahs, it's not so clear that you'd be chayiv by Sir Mishaleach for Balmum. Just like you're not so clear by Paraduma, which we discussed in the past mitzvah. Number one. Number two, he says, the Mishnah Lamelech suggestion for the Rambam, I'm not so clear with. Because what does the Mishnah Lamelech say? According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, if you shecht a carbon, for l'shem a different carbon, you're not going to be chayiv for Balmum? Why not? It's all a kosher carbon. The first Mishnah in Tzvachim, if you shecht an asham l'shem olah, if you shecht an olah l'shem shlamim, Shech the Shlamim, any of these are all kosher. Elishlo Olav Bailum Shem Chova, but they're still kosher animals, kosher karbanos, just didn't count. So ask the Minchas Chinuch on the Mishnah Melech. I don't think that's correct in the Rambam. Maybe by Chatas and Pesach, which are Pasul Shlo Lishma, maybe there you want to be Chayef for Balmum. But otherwise, I think the Mishnah Melech is wrong. So what does it mean Lishem Karban? Still, he leaves it, but Sarach Ian. He leaves the Mishnah Melech Sarach Ian, so maybe he's going back to the Kesem Mishnah suggestion, which is just excluding Bedek Habayis. Okay, that's some of the ideas in the Minchas Chinuch. If we turn over, the Chinuch continues. Kol inyan mitzvah zu mefurish b'mitzvah kodemes. Not this mitzvah, the iser of shkidus balmum, is similar to zrikas balmum. Aval ein lachshav v'iser zeim noagim bayom. This mitzvah does not apply today, says the Chinuch. Levi she'in lanu mikdash ba'avon oseinu l'shchot sham karbon oseinu. Because we don't have a base in mikdash. And therefore, the Isser of Shechitas Karban Balmum today does not apply. The Minchas Chinuch, as we mentioned last time, does not like this Chinuch. Why should this be totally on the Beis HaMikdash? Let's say I am Makdash an animal today. Not a good idea, because it'll just lead to Takala. But let's say I'm Makdash an animal today, and it gets a Mum, and I Shecht it. So why shouldn't I be Chayim Taraisa today? What's the difference? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Ozayin, Ula Didit Sarach Ian, Minole Lerharav HaMachaber, Efshar Dik Pida Torah Av Chutz LaMikdash, Im Shochei Bamum L'Shem Karbon. The Mishum Shchute Chutz Eino Chayef, fine Shchute Chutz, because that's not Ro'i Li Karei B'Fnim. But Shchitas Bamum might not be totally on the need for Pnim. And therefore, he does not know where the Chinuch gets it from. Lo Matzasi Ka'es Mehechan Yotzal Lazer Arav HaMachaber. I don't know whether he got that from. And he says, if you even look very, very closely at the language of the Rambam, beautiful diak. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet, Hashochid Balmum L'Shem Karbon Loke. Vishechta Balmum L'Shem Karbon Loke. V'chein Azorik Dam Balmum Al HaMizbeach Loke. V'chein Amakdere Muri Balmum Al HaMizbeach Loke. He says Al HaMizbeach both by Zrika and Haktara, but not by Shechita. Again, you might say because that's where those two things take, those two avodas take place. But it could be that Zrika and Haktara also are tali in time on Mizbeach, and Shechita is not. Maybe that's why the Rambam leaves it out. V'tzarech Ian. Finally, one last point, and that is the Minchas Chinuch Rosh Hay discusses, if I shecht the Balmum, is it called a Nevela? Because after all, it did an Avera. So do you say it's a Nevela? See, he says, I would think it should be a Nevela, because, right, called Moshe David Rachmana, I violated, so, Lo Mahani. But he says, if that's true, that if you shecht the Balmum, so then when would you ever have Zrikas Balmum? If it's a Nevela, it's only, you only chayef for Zrikas Balmum if it was a kosher karban. If the animal died and you zorek the dam, of course you're not going to be chayef. So he leaves it Tzarech Ian exactly whether this animal becomes a Nevela or not, big nafkamina. Does it have too much Nevela? It's an important question. Okay, we'll stop here. But we'll continue next time with Mitzvah 290, the Isra of Haktaras Emurin.